Next patient is Mr. James Whidden, W-H-I-D-D-E-N. Number one, this is a clinical case of an 81-year-old veteran that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. -A3. The CKD is likely to be related to nephrosclerosis in a patient that has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, period. In reviewing the chart, we noticed that the patient is hyperglycemic. Whether or not the patient has developed diabetes is unknown, period. He has a creatinine of 1.5, a BUN of 25, and an estimated GFR of 44 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. Albumin is within normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio is the highest it has been since we follow this patient, which is 1,278 milligrams per gram of creatinine. He was in the neighborhood of 500, maximum 800 milligrams. For that reason, we are going to start the patient on losartan. Period. The blood pressure today in the hospital, the office is high. However, the blood pressure at home, he had 7 pages of blood pressure, is under control, and we had compared our blood pressure cuff with his blood pressure cuff. Period. Losartan 25 milligrams sent to the pharmacy for the patient to take one tablet every day. Number two, the patient has a hyperlipidemia. His cholesterol was in the past 150 milligrams per deciliter, the HDL-61, the LDL-84 is under control. Following number arterial hypertension, the blood pressure is controlled at home. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease that is controlled with the administration of vantoprazole. The patient is due to have a dilatation of the throat by Dr. Patel. In reviewing the blood pressure, there is a evidence of 9 pounds of weight loss. The patient says that he doesn't have appetite, and he doesn't feel like eating, denies the presence of alterations in the swallowing mechanism, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, period. The patient has a GI evaluation in a couple of weeks. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We are going to give an appointment to see us in about 3 months. We spent 7 minutes in reviewing the laboratory workup with the patient, 18 minutes, and the documentation, 6 minutes.